We've got it done.
The convention's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Are we seeing the ER?
You got it.
Are we seeing the ER now?
You got it.
Are we seeing the ER?
You got it.
It's Sunday, the 6th day of May, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Then I shall return, Lord willing, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern, with the weekday transmission. Big shakeups in Europe as the people try to get out of the grasp of the banksters, but I'm afraid that's not going to be the case. But it's a step in the right direction. At least they're struggling. They're fighting back. Sarkozy's out. Merkel has slid more in parliament. Part of the government's out in Greece. The establishment is calling everyone extremist who doesn't bow down to the foreign banks running their countries. All of that is coming up today. Also, UN expert calls for U.S. return of native lands. Boy, that is certainly rich. The UN, we have these articles, it's even in the New York Times, but they say it's a good thing they're doing it, is in Latin America and in Africa and areas of Asia mowing people down for the UN to take people's property. And the UN is a colonial modern force. And the only reason they're stirring up the Southwest, saying it belongs to Mexico, and the only reason the UN's stirring up native groups in this country is to have balkanization. I will assure those groups the UN's never going to come give you anything. It's run by the very big banks that want to break this country up. They want to create a super state, the North American Union, on record, while fragmenting the sub-regions. That's the great game, divide and conquer. Also, Senator says Fukushima fuel pond is a national security issue for America. No kidding. It'll be 85 Chernobyls if Reactor 4 completely melts down. There's already been partial meltdowns at 5 of the 6, already much bigger than Chernobyl. They estimate conservatively 10 times. Massive radiation increases here in the U.S. We're right across the Pacific, but it blows right in. FDA, EPA just says, raise the level, save the radiation safe. Hey, we can't use DU up until 1991, we'll just say it's safe. You know, wave a magic wand. In fact, I had some friends in studio the other day who'd never been in studio, and they had never, I guess they missed the one show where I waved the magic Al Gore wand on air. And they reached down under the table and they said, "What is this?" And I was quick to say, no, a listener mailed it. Look, right here, it has a tag on it. I'm not secretly, you know, dressing up like a showgirl here behind the scenes or anything. It was so funny. This looks crazy for a guy, especially to have under the counter. Like, I have magic powers. I'm Gandalf or something. Gandalf meets Governor Rick Perry. Man, bear, pig, Al Gore's magic wand. Wave it a couple of times and you save the Earth CO2 problem. So, anyways, side issue. Hey, here's something else. My daughter, age 7, does these wild drawings. She just did this one before I left the house today. She does much more elaborate, even better than this one. And we frame them. I love them. But she said, "Oh, will you show it on air today?" So I don't think this is one of her best. Still interesting, but I'll show it because I told her I would. I ought to bring some in and show you her really good stuff. The black and white ones she does are just amazing. Okay, you tuned in to get news and information. Plus, most people are listening on the radio. They're saying, nice magic wand you just told us about, fruitcake. And a nice drawing by your daughter. Hey, you know what? We're going to be back in 60 seconds after this break where some stations join us. And I'm plunging in. And it's a big broadcast, and we have an in-studio guest coming up. Tell you about that.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are transmitting worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv with the free audio streams and podcast, WWCR Global Shortwave, and weekdays, noon to 3 Eastern. We're also, of course, on XM Channel 166. They are not picking up the Sunday show. I need to get around to lobbying them to do that. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We have a special in-studio guest, Chris Emery, who's an investigative journalist, researcher, co-producer, and narrator of A Noble Lie, in studio of the last 45 minutes of the second hour. Hoppe Heidelberg, who was one of the grand jurors that blew the whistle on government-sponsored terror in the first more modern stage terror attack, Oklahoma City, 1995, that was used to bring in what we now know as the modern police state. He died last week after a long battle with cancer, and I conducted what I know of is the last interview with Hoppe, and we re-aired that on InfoWars Nightly News Friday. By the way, InfoWars Nightly News is Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, where to start? We're seeing show trials of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the media keeps saying the man who did 9/11 is having his trial. The man who did 9/11 is having his trial. That'd be like if they arrested me for something and said, well, Alex Jones is going to have a trial for what he did now. What's wrong with this picture? Are there Muslim extremists? Are there terrorists that want to attack Western targets? Yes, there are. Are there some real terror attacks? Most assuredly. Should we give up all of our rights and roll around on the ground in fear and have the TSA grope our one-year-old daughters and sons and molest old ladies and put us in microwave ovens because of it? No. Has the system used terror, manufactured and real, to take our basic liberties and set up a police state? Yes. Has America been hijacked by foreign banks? Yes. Are people starting to wake up to this in the U.S. and worldwide? Yes. Is the system striking back with a total attack on free speech, private property, the family, the liberty movement? Yes. There is a war going on. But I'm going to get into 9/11 defendants ignore judge at Guantanamo hearing and start basically trying to say that it's all staged. They want to kill us, get us out of here. We're not pleading guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was in custody for 6-plus years before he admitted to carrying out 9/11. And then they had him grow the big beard and get all scary and put a turban on his head for TV cameras. 6 years, and they brag in the U.S. and European media, you can go look it up, that they tortured him for 6 years and he would not say he did 9/11. And sign on to all these fake email statements that have been put out in his name. until they brought his son in and said, we're going to torture him. And then he said, I'll say whatever you want. He confessed to bombing a building that wasn't built until 4 years after he was in custody. My point is, you can't have a secret military tribunal with evidence obtained through torture. I mean, they can grab anybody and torture you and have you come out and say that you did these things. I mean, when our soldiers got shot down over Vietnam, our Air Force men and others, Navy aviators got shot down. There's the famous cases of them blinking on the televised newscast that the North Vietnamese put out that they were tortured. You cannot torture someone and then use that information in court. I mean, how many cases? I see cases every day where it's admitted that people are on death row who were totally innocent, and the police and prosecutors knew it and could care less and are on record bragging that it was just all about making themselves look good for re-election. I mean, we've got these cases right here in Central Texas. So you better know that there are a lot of cases of people being set up and that you cannot trust this system. And then you look at the case of 9/11, you have not one but two passports being found that day that survived the supposed aircraft fireballs and were found on the ground in 6 feet of dust and hundreds of millions of papers and documents. Impossible that both passports would survive. Even one is one in a trillion probably or more. One in tretagillion for that matter. And the fact that they would find them, that is like saying you found a real live garden gnome smoking a pipe in your backyard. Or you found a real live bunny rabbit laying eggs on Easter morning. Folks, it's not true. And then I could go into hundreds, literally, hundreds of other things about 9/11 that are lies. And then they lie to you about WMDs. And they lie to you about everything else, and they get caught. Because the Federal Reserve is private and has totally taken the federal government and the mainstream media over. And there is no lie they won't feed you. Hey, did Al-Qaeda and Project Shad take thousands of U.S. troops and in many cases kill them with chemical, biologicals, and radiologicals? I'm asking you that question. Are you going to look up Project Shad? I'm sure you've heard of testing lethal substances on troops and foster children. Did Al-Qaeda do that? No, the supposed people that run our government did it. And I raise this because here it is in the New America Today. Circuit Court grants qualified immunity to torture memos, author John Yoo, White House lawyer and advisor, who said, we can bury people alive, we can crush someone's child's sexual organs in front of them to make them talk. Bush authorized the torture. When people got caught doing it, they were sent to prison, and then Bush published a book 2 years ago bragging he ordered the torture. But they sent the people who got caught to prison. And the Army's own report, just look up Army report on Abu Ghraib torture, one of hundreds of camps worldwide, black sites, admits children, just type in, children were raped in U.S. camps. And it is admitted, the Army's own report, and I cannot say on air what they did to these children, but it involved battery acid in orifices. Now, if you think raping children with battery acid is good, then, and I heard a good old boy call in to local talk radio this week, and he said, those people over there won't do what we want. We ought to just kill all of them. Really, did you know our government put in the radical Muslims in every major country after World War II? I mean, you didn't know about Operation Ajax? Look it up. Our government isn't our government. They don't want those countries to do well. Our government put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, L.A. Times, New York Times, Washington Post. So stop telling me I need to give up all my rights because magic passports fall from the sky and our criminal government ships guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Just like they ship Muslim extremists in to take my rights. Just like they ship guns by the tens of thousands and hand grenades to Mexico to try to ban guns. And those documents have now been released that they were and still blamed on the Second Amendment. They also, the government on record, put the underwear bomber on the plane, clearly drugged out of his mind. It was all a big setup. Our witnesses saw it on the plane. We broke it here first. It was admitted in congressional testimony. And now, what has FBI, federal marshals, and state police sent me, amongst others, that have made national news over and over again? That people never believe the first few days until the federal government is asked about it, and they say, yeah, that's our document, we're investigating, and are going to arrest whoever released it. As if you can arrest whistleblowers for your criminal activity. But you're sure trying. Who is the number one terror threat? They tell you it's for Muslims with turbans on their heads, who they go and torture to confess the things that happened when they were in prison. Returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones, people like that. Get us out of the UN stickers. This whole thing is for you. And they now said last week the war on terror is over, but the TSA is going to be on the streets sticking their hands down your pants. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I want to get into all the other news because it's big. What you're about to hear is so hardcore, it's off the chart. I hope everybody pays attention to this information and checks it out for themselves. But here's the deal. We got secret documents 4 years ago that we then published that were confirmed to be accurate, MIAC, Homeland Security documents, and many others, all at InfoWars.com, the good people inside the system sent us, where they said, we don't even see Al-Qaeda as a threat, we're not even going to deal with it, not even 1% of our time, that's a PR function. The number one threat is returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, Amish, landowners, basically people like Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams Jr. is evil. Okay? Charlie Daniels evil. George Washington evil. Alex Jones evil. Ron Paul evil. Ron Paul's mentioned in these. Documentary filmmakers. I've been mentioned in reports. And this is what they do. If you understand the game plan, you're the enemy. Because America has been conquered not by a foreign army, but by a corporatocracy. Same one that's captured Europe, and they now brag they've captured it. And it's so frustrating to see adults go around like children. And to see fathers with their sons and daughters at the gym, with their mothers, loving, upstanding, good people. And to tell they're totally naive. And to go to church and talk to naive people. And to just see them everywhere. And you talk to people, they're either awake or they have no idea. They really believe the media cares about them. They really believe the government loves them and is run by a bunch of good people. Or they understand we're not in Kansas anymore. And this is what's frustrating. This is what's frustrating to me. Is that we have such incredibly corrupt individuals in control of our society. They've been caught lying, cheating, stealing. They're involved trying to destroy our economy to consolidate it on record while posing as our saviors. And they're propped up by the system. I mean, I saw photos of Obama's big campaign kickoff. There must have been in a big sports stadium no more than 2,000 people there. I mean, if I did a free event, it'd have 10,000 people at it. I mean, I have paid events where 2,000 show up. I mean, every time we have an event, we have to turn people away. I've never had an event that didn't sell out that I know of. But again, I don't have the big corporate whore media telling everybody that I'm, you know, God's gift to this green earth. Ron Paul can have 10,000, 15,000, 5,000, no media coverage. Mitt Romney has to pay a few hundred to be there. Same thing with Obama. It's a joke. Now, did Obama have giant throngs out there by the millions when he got inaugurated? Yeah, they all thought they were about to get a free house, free car, free everything. Because people would go to the town halls and say, when he was president-elect and say, I'm going to get a free house. I'm going to get a free car. And he'd go, yes, you are, my little sweetie. Of course, you got the opposite, didn't you? I mean, every new president, it just gets worse because the level of deception is so off the charts. What is the big point I want to get here to before I get to the top news and then give the number out to take your calls out of our guest joining us in the studio? It is so elementary, and that's why it's hard for some people to get. It is so simple that it's hard for some people to grasp. Because if you just take what you're being fed at face value, you have no way to ever even understand what's happening to you. But if you just change your perspective by a few degrees and study history, anybody that's read a wide spectrum of history knows exactly what's happening right now. criminal elements are staging terror attacks and other events to pose as saviors to take our liberties and our freedoms. And now, 10 years after the staged events of 9/11, you notice what I told you 4 or 5 years ago has now been announced. All over New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, every day now. The Atlantic this week. It's the war on terror against al-Qaeda is over. It's been basically won. Obama said that at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan last week. But the war against the domestic terrorists has just begun, and they're about to strike. And they're telling the local police, the gun owners are about to start killing you. The veterans are going to attack you. That's what all the training manuals say. And they're buying giant wheeled armored and treaded armored vehicles that look like something out of a science fiction movie with Homeland Security on the side. They're federalizing the local police, federalizing the local SWAT teams, openly shutting down Chicago for the NATO summit and any other globalist event. They're saying TSA body scanners on street corners, searches everywhere, Bill of Rights suspended, no protest allowed. And they're having these meetings every few months in different cities. And they bring in cops from all over to train them for martial law. It's little mini martial laws. And they say the war on terror is over, but the TSA is going to be in every city of the U.S. They're now in San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas, on the streets, searching randomly at checkpoints. They're bringing in several hundred armored pillboxes to set up on the highways, mobile armored pillboxes. It's all over the news, warrantless searches. They just, I watched a movie yesterday while I was on the treadmill jogging. I forget the name of it. It's like every movie. I watch action movies when I'm jogging because I can jog further on the treadmill when I'm doing that. It's like listening to rock and roll when you jog on the street. But it's too many cars on the street to do it. But the point is, I was watching a movie, and they go, oh, it's just a routine police checkpoint. They're out in the countryside, and the spy's running away from some other spies. And, oh, it's just a routine police checkpoint, the driver of the car that she's with says. It's just a routine. And it's routine to show black ski mask and checkpoints in all the movies, every movie, and the Bill of Rights is bad. You're being bombarded. You're being conditioned. And rolling over to it is losing and failing. Men, life is not watching ESPN and acting tough. Life is not just being a corporate yes man and getting ahead. That's not how you get ahead. It's why America is getting behind. And in the final equation, this is what I'm trying to say to you. The war on terror was always a war on America. It was always a war on your liberty. It was always a system to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The Rand Corporation said 2 years before 9/11. They write most of the big white papers for DARPA and the Pentagon. It's openly foreign bank run. The troops aren't evil, but those running them are. They said, we're going to use terrorism to take everybody's liberties. Here's how we're going to federalize the police. Here's how we're going to put threat fusion centers in. The big terror attacks will hit the next few years. And when we do, we're going to take everybody's freedom. Dick Cheney wrote the PNAC document September 20, 2000. He said we need a Pearl Harbor-style event to transform America into a police state and launch global government. I just gave you the name of the document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000. Read it. He said, we'll also use race-specific bioweapons in the next phase to cull the population. Read it. Even my own local paper, as bad as it is, covered that back in September of 2000, 1 year before 9/11. This is the real world, not the fantasy land you get from television every day. This is the real world. So, the war on terror, they're telling you, is over, but the TSA and the feds are going to be everywhere on you because you're the terrorist. And you see these big, giant black tanks? They're for you. And now they admit, oh, we are getting ready for civil unrest and mass arrest. When we come back, Obama mentor called for killing 25 million Americans in re-education camps. We have the documents. Oh, yes, I'm going to cover that.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted imported roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're going to look at the government crime syndicate staged terror attack of Oklahoma City in the last 45 minutes of the second hour. Coming up in the next segment, the segment after that, we're going to be taking your phone calls on any of these issues I've raised. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. First-time callers, I want to add that point. 877-789-ALEX is the Sunday number. Different than the weekday show, because we completely produce the show right here in this office on Sundays. Still, some of it gets done up in Minnesota on the weekdays, 12 noon centrals when that show kicks off. Look, a story like this that I covered Thursday, and that I then covered Friday on the Friday show, is so huge that it's just like the NDAA, where Obama asked Congress to pass a law saying he could secretly arrest and disappear Americans. And that's what the bill said. constitutional law scholars came out and said that's what it said. The authors admitted that's what it said, and the public said it can't be real, and the corporate media said it couldn't be real until after they passed it. And they said, oh, yeah, that's for you. Well, that just shows the government's totally criminal and illegitimate. And remember, the war on terror now is not about al-Qaeda. They're the good guys given control of Libya. They're using them to attack Syria. They keep saying Assad's not being nice. And the ceasefire, al-Qaeda's breaking it, blowing up police stations. But that's like buried in the news. I'm no fan of Assad. I could care less. Except the globalists, not America, but the globalists that have used our wealth to put military bases in 130-something countries. You ever seen the map of the world with U.S. military bases on it? Those aren't U.S. bases. Those are banker bases. Those are Federal Reserve bases. We've got to start understanding that. And the globalists hate us even more than other countries they're attacking. So here's the headline at InfoWars.com. It's a boil-down piece that I had Paul Watson put up with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday's video and text reports all put into one. Obama mentor called for 25 million Americans to be killed in re-education camps. This came out in federal court with the Weathermen. And I'm going to play a video clip of one of the inner circle of the Weathermen who would go out and give the orders to the subgroups directly from Obama's main mentors, like Bill Ayers, who directly said, kill 25 million people. You notice that's why he didn't really get in trouble and got released from prison soon. And pardoned by Bill Clinton and the rest of it, because these are good people, according to the New World Order. And see, they run things now. But they're not really communist. The mega rich are always waging war against the middle class and new wealth. That's on record. All right, let's continue here. Here's the article Thursday that came out that, by the way, is declassified. This is on the Army's own website. But the media has spent 3 days. First, it was Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, claims this document. And now, today, if you just type my name into Google News, or put it in a general, put re-education camp or similar things, and you'll get all these mainstream articles going, oh, yeah, I guess it is real. Well, maybe re-education is needed. Leaked U.S. Army document online, plans for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government in PSYOP Center. And then we have the clergy response teams, the preachers admitting through InfraGuard they've been prepared. The document is titled FM3-39-40, Internment and Resettlement Operations for Overseas or Domestically. It says how to get our Social Security numbers. It says the president can void posse comitatus now selectively, just like he says he can launch wars without congressional approval. Remember that? They're doing whatever they want. A federal court says John Yoo has a waiver over law to be able to order torture. That's what a circuit court says. The CIA director says they can operate domestically even though the law still stands they can. And says your appliances are spying on you a month ago. Remember that? Everything I told you now out in the open. I even saw articles in Reuters a week and a half ago admitting the government's running child kidnapping rings. But it's like, oh, yeah, they grab kids all over the world and sell them into sex slavery. No big deal, though. Al-Qaeda, did I tell you how scary they are? Give up your rights or they'll get you. By the way, Al-Qaeda's not our enemy anymore. It's those patriots. See all these black armored vehicles and surveillance and drones? That's for you who don't like the world government that doesn't exist. And then Paul Watson did an even bigger article with screenshots of the 300-plus page government PDF where it explains dozens of times it's for the U.S. citizens and the re-education camps and torture and how to duct tape your mouth and how to separate the men, women, and children. And the prisoner's Social Security numbers is in 7-16 section, and still the public can't believe it. Still the public can't believe it. Can you believe you got socialist health care coming in? Can you believe you got wide open borders? Can you believe the government, when ICE does fake raids on illegals for the news, every time on record, AP reports, they take them and give them, you know, every time it's one of these big fake raids of a meatpacking place or whatever, or Walmart, they give them green cards on the spot. Kind of like the show fence they built part of. They had illegals build it, Fox News AP as well. So here you go. This is what's going on. And notice that re-education camp is directly out of the Soviet model. They use the term re-education. Psychological warfare officers for re-education. By the way, I notice there's all these recently retired or out of the Army and Marines. PSYOP officers are suddenly going all over YouTube with their documents, their names, going, yeah, it's all real. The good thing is the military at the grassroots level and even the mid-level officer level is salt-of-the-earth good people, and they're blowing the whistle. You know, I opened the phones up all last week with military, police calling in, going, it's all real, it's true, it's terrible. We're being trained to take on the American people. We're using police locally to raid gun dealers. Oh, yeah, the military dresses up with police illegally to raid gun dealers all over the country. There's a giant, covert, illegal operation that's now lining up like the Nazis lining up on the border of Poland in 1940 or 1939. And then how did Hitler do it? He staged a terror attack against his own military base and blamed it on the Poles. Gliwice. Look up Gliwice. Just Hitler staged terror attack. Gliwice. Mainline history. This is what the bankers do. This is how they do it. They control the whore media, the globalist collaborator media. They've got a collaborator population. It's like I live in a fascist country, folks, if you study history. I was at the YMCA, and all there was around me this weekend working out was support the troops, the military loves you, and environmental propaganda. You'd think I was in the Soviet Russia. Let me give you a newsflash. When you're in a country and everywhere you go and every TV show you watch, whether it's the Super Bowl or Kentucky Derby or the YMCA, and all it is about troops and troops in uniforms at the Kite Festival and TSA running checkpoints and, oh, my gosh, watch your neighbor, that's not a free society. And it's not that the military's bad. It's that there we've got a couple graphics at Infowars.com. Every day we put up a new political satire piece. And have one of those moments. What do you call it when you put up a... you have to hit the mic. Go ahead. I can't hear you. No. It's not an epiphany. Yeah, those mics are always too low. I don't understand it. I don't even know why we even have them. But that's fine. No, I mean a political... cartoon. What do you call those? Yeah, no, I know what satire is. No. What do you call cartoons? What do you call cartoon art? What do you call that in the newspaper? Comics, political comic. Yeah, but that's not the proper term. It'll come to me in a moment. Everybody out there listening to the radio knows the name. But continuing, it says, well, I don't agree with Hitler's policies, but I still believe that we should support our troops. And it shows Nazis marching down the road in Nazi Germany and an old woman talking to an old man. And that's exactly what the Germans said. The tyrants say the troops want more wars. The tyrants say the troops want to be on the streets. The tyrants say that support the troops, let the TSA stick their hands down your pants. This is fascism.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, before I went to break, I was having one of those moments where I couldn't draw up the proper name for something. At the bottom of InfoWars.com, every day on the right-hand side, Kurt Nemo and other great webmasters and writers over there post powerful political cartoons or political art. And there's one called from NewWorldDigest.com. Well, I don't agree with Hitler's policies, but I still believe that we should support our troops. And it's very powerful. Maybe we'll put that on screen for people. It shows a tank rolling down the middle of a Berlin square with troops goose-stepping and an old lady's talking to an old man. And that is exactly what's going on in this country. And don't say you weren't warned, because I want to explain something to you. The Congress has been told they're not over war yet. The Congress has been told they don't get to see PDD 51. The Congress has been told they don't get details of the NSA Center that they admit spies on the American people without warrants that they've built in Utah. I mean, I've got a CNET news article where the FBI openly admits they're spying on everybody without warrants now and is demanding that all the new software coming out has back doors so they can go in without warrants. That's not a free society. So, again, you go to the bottom of InfoWars.com, right-hand side to see that. Also, in the featured stories area, there's another cartoon, and it says bank. And it shows a little robber coming in with his mask on, holding up a gun. And there are three bank tellers dressed as robbers as well, laughing because they're about, 20 feet tall compared to him. because they're the real robbers. Okay? Yeah, there's the Nazi one. And then you've got the one with the robbers that say Banco. That's I guess that's out of France or Spain. The point is it wake up, wake up. This is out of control. We've now got army manuals on how they're going to take people to re-education camps for their political views. This is out of control. The Congress is told, sit down and shut up. They send in the generals now with the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman and the rest of them, and arrogantly tell Congress, no, you're not in charge anymore. The UN is. I've played those clips over and over again. This is treason. This is a joke. Look at Europe. You know, they've thrown out Sarkozy now, and the socialists have been put in. Exactly who they wanted. And now they've put socialist Hollande in there. He's won the French presidency. Merkel's in trouble. She's loses power in the state election. Soon she'll be out. Angry voters deliver blow to Greece's ruling coalition. The problem is in most of these countries, they just put in the second string owned by the bankers. And who's funding Agenda 21 and UN takeovers and all this? Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, number one funders of it. They want to get rid of your property rights because they want to use government to take your property and give it to them. Now, this video is of Larry Grathwall, who, and this all came out in federal court. We have the documents, the articles, all of it linked at the top of InfoWars.com. We played this many times over the years. But notice he's talking about Bill Ayers, the guy that helped put Obama through college, who helped pay for his house, his mentor, who said in these Weatherman meetings, and giving orders out to be sent out to the subcommittees that we're going to take over America, we're going to bring in foreign troops. That's now in official documents, NLE 09, National Level Exercise 09, FEMA, with troops from 15 foreign countries. They said, we're going to come into America, and we're going to take tens of millions of people, well, over that, to these re-education camps, and we're going to kill 25 million people. And, folks, they mean business, okay? They're not setting up checkpoints and threat fusion centers and giant black tanks and federalizing the police for Al-Qaeda. I told you Al-Qaeda works for them. That's now admitted. They now admit it's for you. It's for you. America has been hijacked. America has been taken over. I don't know how else to tell you. And a lot of people are waking up. That's why they're selling 5 million guns a month. Let's go to this clip and then to your phone calls. Here is from the 1982 documentary, breaking this down with Larry Grathwall. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people.
They want to kill you.
And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest.
Hit pause. Back it up 5 seconds. Homeland Security was always for the American people. And while they've got you saluting plastic made-in-China American flags bought at Walmart, while they've got you busy taking your flu shot and getting Alzheimer's, while they're busy doing all this, while you're busy worshiping the system as if that's patriotism, you've always been the enemy. And now it's announced. White Al-Qaeda is the number one threat. Domestic threats. They're not worried about foreign enemies. It was always for you because the enemies, the same people that shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, the terrorist, that was a problem, reaction, solution, false flag, they are in control. But only by recognizing that do we have any hope to turn this around. And by the way, we are turning it around. Continue.
And establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. Where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from the documentary No Place to Hide, and that all came out in federal court. They admitted to this. Now, the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, they openly fund this communist movement. The UN is saying break off the Southwest and give it to Mexico right now. I told you that was coming years ago. This is not a game. And I've been sent by police the training videos where FEMA, I mean, it's in my film Road to Tyranny. You can watch it for free online. Talk about, it's right out of Red Dawn, where they got everybody in a re-education camp, and they're saying the founding fathers are pieces of filth and all this. Forget Red Dawn, some Hollywood image of a commie takeover. I have FEMA teaching a room full of Kansas City police, firemen, and sheriff deputies that the founding fathers were evil, that George Washington was bad. And I could open the phones up right now and take calls from police in 50 states saying they've been given that training. There are cops listening right now getting chills who've been given the same training. Come on! They're saying George Washington's bad! They're the enemy! I mean, how hard does this have to get? And the reason I get so angry is I got 50 phone calls here I want to take. I got guests coming up that came all the way here from Oklahoma. They're actually here locally for an event, but I heard they were here and got them in here. The point is, I'm just going crazy. I just want to warn people. I just want to get the word out about this. I want to stop these globalists. I want my country back. I want to recognize this criminality. The Congress says you cannot shut down power plants, coal power plants, under UN rules. Obama says go to hell and did it, but only so his buddies made money. It's not even about the environment. And moves our jobs to China and pays $20 plus million in bailout money to move the Volt and Cadillac factories to China. Look it up. I told people that 2 years ago. They didn't believe it. It's all over the news last week that they've now finished them. You paid to move it. Only an enemy would do that. And if you think Mitt Romney's going to save you, he's bought and paid for. The big banks want this. We are under sustained siege, culturally, psychologically, spiritually, economically. You are the enemy. The globalists hate the Iraqis because they were free, because they were under their control, and they hate you even more. The New World Order hates the American people 110%. And the day you realize that, the day you realize this isn't our government, the day you realize crooks have taken this country over, is the day we start turning this thing around. Look at the fascism all around you. It's a synthesis of fascism and communism. That's what the bankers create. The globalists are exempt offshore, a fascist combine, controlling you through socialism and communism. Hour number two, only minutes away. Stay with us. Your phone calls and more. The Republic will resist the death camps of Obama.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.